Welcome to Centering Prayer Meditation. Today we start a new series of reflections from Philip Newell's book, Listening for the Heartbeat of God, A Celtic Spirituality. First, a short introduction. At the time of the Synod of Whitby in 664, the most significant concept to emerge was the Celtic mission's perception of John, the beloved disciple, who leaned against Jesus at the Last Supper, becoming an image of the practice of listening for the heartbeat of God. The other concept was the Roman mission's position of Peter as the gatekeeper. This took precedence, but the Celtic tradition did not die out. And Philip Newell asks why each mission had come to have such distinct emphasis, and what had in particular influenced and shaped the spirituality of the Celtic mission and its passion for finding God at the heart of all life. Over the next few weeks, we'll reflect on some of these influences in the form of writings of various people from the 4th to the 20th century. And today, the Celtic Christian Pelagius, who was Britain's first prominent theologian, born approximately 360, until 418. The aim of our meditation is to create a sacred space for God's presence, and by maintaining our intention towards that presence through breath, image, or a word, and ultimately through silence, to experience a response from God's presence at an individual, heartfelt level. This is the heart of centering prayer. A more detailed introduction to the practice can be found on the website. So let's begin. Pelagius, on listening for the goodness. Look at the animals roaming in the forest. God's Spirit dwells within them. Look at the birds flying across the sky. God's Spirit dwells within them. Look at the tiny insects crawling in the grass, the fish in the river and the sea. God's Spirit dwells within them. There is no creature on earth in whom God is absent. When God pronounced that his creation was good, it was not only that his hand had fashioned every creature, it was that his breath had brought every creature to life. So too, the great trees, wildflowers, grass, even your crops. The presence of God's Spirit in all living things is what makes them beautiful. And if we look with God's eyes, nothing on earth is ugly. So when our love is directed towards an animal or even a tree, we are participating in the fullness of God's love. So relax now in body and mind. Slow your breathing and enter your meditation, centering your prayer, your will, and intention on God's Spirit dwelling within you, becoming aware that you are participating in the fullness of God's love. So take some time now, some 5 to 10 minutes or longer if you so wish, to sit in silence, in God's presence, being aware of being a creation of God and having His breath bringing you to life. Let's begin.